This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Now for the Money is a series of programmes which features organisations created and run exclusively by volunteers. Today we will visit and talk to the volunteers of Rainbow 13 After School Project.
You are my friend and shoot. It's all possible. It's possible. Wow. Man. Wow. Dream. Is it not enough? Dream. Why would you want to leave the inside? Go out there. No. Who said no? Love is the life.
Duncan Murphy, and the organisation is the Rainbow 13 Plus Arts Club. So basically it's a social club for teenagers with disabilities, so it's ranging from 13 to up until early 20s. It's really kind of supposed to be an outlet for teenagers so they can all get together, have a good time, and the atmosphere is really positive and it's really rewarding there as well. So for volunteers working, I'd say if you have a bit of time and you want to do something, it's a really rewarding experience. It's a very positive environment and the kids really enjoy it, so I think it's a fantastic place to volunteer at.
What reason brought you to volunteer for that organization?
I was studying psychology and you come across these different things, and it was very different kind of learning about it, and I had a bit of time, so I thought, you know what, I want to kind of go ahead and kind of experience it, I suppose. And I was talking to the directors of the organization, and they really sold it. They made it seem really positive, and yeah, I came down for one day just to see what it was like, and it was fantastic. So, yeah, I stayed around.
Oh. My name's Lorraine Matthews. I'm secretary of the Rainbow 13 Plus Club.
I'm Helen O'Brien, a parent of a child with special needs, and I'm also the treasurer of the Rainbow 13 Club.
I'm a parent, Irene Doherty, and my daughter's Hannah Doherty. She's in the club.
First of all, let's go and talk about how was Rainbow 13 created and why it was created.
The Rainbow 13 Plus was set up in 2007 by a group of parents who are looking for to make a social role for their children with disabilities. They had found that as their children grew older and were becoming teenagers, they're becoming increasingly isolated from their siblings and from the peers, their local peers. So there had been a junior club that a lot of them had been members of, so we moved on and started set up the 13 Plus, which was just for teenagers.
And what do they get the kids out of meeting here? I could see them playing there, but what else is for them there?
Well, it provides an opportunity for them to meet, to socialise.
Yeah, to feel that they're included, that they're not on the outside. We also invite their sisters and brothers to come on summer camps. Isn't that right, Lorraine?
Yeah.
What catchment area will you have? Who is involved there?
We have families come from all North County Dublin. As far away as Malahide to the inner city, yeah. All over North Dublin.
Sadly,
everywhere. We don't put a limit on where ones to just fit into the age range.
Thanks a million. They had great days. Thanks a million. They're brilliant.
They're a great group, aren't they? Brilliant.
Thanks again. They're very good. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
They love that activity, funning. Great day, great morning now with them, yeah.
And is that a part of fun? Do they do something else, a little bit more, I don't know, educational or that kind of stuff?
We try to run a whole programme of activities. We do drama, music, dance. We do maybe health and safety.
Keep fit,
a whole range of
just
activities.
Sometimes disco, pure fun, which is what they should be doing at that age.
Yeah.
So it's a wide range of activities, isn't it?
But this is the summer camp. Does this go along all year round?
Yeah.
When is it happening?
It runs all year round, every Monday night, all year round.
Summer camp concentrates on day trips and all for the summer. So when the children are not in school, July and August, that's when it's important for them to have a day activity.
Day trips, where they happen?
Okay, we've been to Tato Park, Bray. Butler's Chocolate Factory. I'm trying to think of all the things. They come here to the Recco. Swimming.
Rathbegan Lakes.
Yeah. Is there anything else we've left out?
Going canoeing to the East Wall Water Sports Centre. We've got Causey Farm.
Causey Farm, that's right.
Yeah. We've played a whole wide range of different trips and activities.
And once they pass that age bracket, like when they are, 14, 15... What's out there for them? Is there anything? Do you have anything planned? Are they?
This club is for children aged 13 and up. So some of our children are 21, 22, aren't they? So there's no leaving it. We don't sort of say there's an age where you leave. But we do actually ask them to be 13 when they come, because there's other junior clubs that look after the younger children. So we're just trying to make it as teenagery as possible, you know.
We're hoping the club will grow with the young people. We started in 2007, so the young people who were 13, 14 then are going to be 20, and we want the club to grow with them. So the club will have to grow and develop.
Yeah, they will have different necessities, the kids.
Different interests, yeah. So that's important, that the club grows with them, as well as young new members coming in as well.
And is that the parents will, if the kids are 20, the parents won't be getting any younger neither?
Exactly, yeah. It's only right that the young people have their own life, their own friends, their own social world. You know, that's what we hope at the club. And that has done that. The young people have become friends and are building up a bigger, wider social network through the club. And so have parents, which has been great for parents
to have that social
contact with other parents. Because I think we can all get a bit isolated at times.
And it's great for parents to chat to other parents about problems that they may have, and other parents will always be able to help out. And because everyone has come across the same problems, you know, so it's nice to be able to talk to other parents. It's very...
Okay, I can see what the kids... What do the families get out of having this opportunity as a parent? What will be what you get out of this?
Well, I know that my daughter's happy that she's making friends and she's happy in the environment. She's not with mainstream children, so she doesn't feel the pressure. She can be herself, and she just thoroughly enjoys it, and she's very happy in the environment.
And what about the community? A little bit like it's not only for the kids. What do the community you are visiting, you have mentioned places, different places, they will come in contact with what we will consider regular people. Then what do you think that the community get of being introduced to a group like this one?
I think everybody benefits, because I think they realise that our children are no different from any other children. They might have different needs, they might have different ways of communicating, but at the end of the day,
they're children.
Yeah. People like everybody, and I always think our children are the same as other children, except they might be operating at a more immature level. But aside from that, they're just children and they just want to have fun. So I think the community benefit, because they realise everybody gets something out of it.
Do you have any place that you consider your own office or anything like that?
The boot of our car, generally speaking, is our office. Yeah. I'm the treasurer of the club, and my boot is full of files and laptop and receipts and everything like that, because we've nowhere to put it. I know Lorraine has a whole load of information as well.
Yeah.
And Judy, our chairperson, she carries around everything in the boot of her car.
It's full of art stuff, our basketball balls, all sorts of stuff we all have in our homes.
That would be something that you may consider needing, having a place, a base.
We would love, to have our own club. That's one of our next things to try and do. At the minute, we've moved from premises to another premises when our lease ran out. We'll have run out of time, but our idea would be to find our own premises that we could have and have somewhere to put our stuff and a place we could call home.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah, yeah. We're looking into it. We're going to, you know, hopefully next year now, approach some of the youth organisations and see can they give us any advice on how we go about getting premises or building one, or how we go about doing that.
Funding. There is always, every group has the same problem. Where do they get the money from? It's not a huge expensive operation that is run, but anyway, you always need funding. You need funding for the insurance, you need funding for the trips. How do you deal with that?
We apply for grants. We would get an annual grant of the City of Dublin Youth Services Board. For the summer project now, we would get funding from Dublin City Council, Catholic Youth Care. We do lots
we
of fundraising.
Sell tickets. We have functions to raise money. But and then the parents, of course, and volunteers give all their time voluntary. They don't ask for any. And there's quite a lot of work goes on, isn't there, Lorraine, behind the scenes? Like, we're all given a lot of our time to keep it going.
What will you be missing if you have that extra few thousand euros? What will you like to have?
I'd love to be able to pay our volunteers, give them more, because they give so much to our young people. I'd love to give them more.
Reward them in some way,
rather than pay them, give them more. Yeah. Give back to them, because they're just...
The summer project. Yeah.
The energy they put into the
And the dedication.
Is unreal.
The club couldn't function without volunteers. We literally...
Because it gives the parents a break as well.
What kind of volunteers do you get in a project like this one that is so specific?
The volunteers we have at the minute now, most of our volunteers would be involved in the club through the year, so they come on the summer project then as well. Most of them are doing some kind of third level course in intellectual disability nursing or social care or studying psychology. They don't have to do that, but that's the kind of people that seem to be attracted to coming to the club, and they are brilliant. They bring an awful lot to the club. We also we have some younger volunteers helping out at the project. And that's great, because all our members are teenagers, and it's lovely for them to be with other teenagers. That's really good for them as well. But we have a whole range of volunteers. We get them from everywhere.
Everyone, my name is Alana, and today I'm just going to be doing some different music. We're doing some sound drum, so we could get to do some sound drum later. But I thought we'd start with a warm up first, and we'll do some rapping later on. So we're going to try a little rap all together.
So I want you to repeat after me. So yo.
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 My name's Joan.
My name's Joan.
And I work in a bottom factory.
And I work in a bottom factory.
I've got a wife.
I've got a wife.
And three kids.
And three kids.
And one day my boss came up to me.
And one day my boss came up to me.
He said Joan.
Said Joan.
Hi, I'm Gillian, and I'm a volunteer with the Rainbow 13 Plus Arts Club.
And I'm Aisling, and I've been a volunteer for 3.5 years, now acting as summer coordinator.
Summer coordinator of the club, that's a big task. How long?
July and August, so it's 7 weeks altogether.
7 weeks altogether. Every day something going on?
Not every day, it's like Tuesdays, either Wednesdays or Thursdays, and Fridays and Saturdays. Okay. So...
That's a fair amount of... How many kids are we talking about?
Well, today we had about 20. Some days we might have 15. Other days we could have 25. So there's a good fair amount, but we have good volunteers.
What pushed you to volunteer, to get into something like that big task?
Well, I do special needs nursing, and... as it was a special needs club that I saw advertised in DCU, I just decided I'd try for the extra experience and then stayed around because I enjoyed it.
Is that 3.5 years is a little bit of extra experience? Like, it has to be something more than the extra experience at this stage.
Well, yeah, no, I enjoy it. I enjoy, like, you build up a relationship with the kids to an extent where you have fun yourself with them, and you do loads of activities that you wouldn't get to do normally as well. And it's just really good overall.
What about yourself? How long have you been involved with this?
Since March, I think, 2010. So over 2 years.
And how did you get into this?
There was an advertisement in the church newsletter that goes around to the houses, and I was doing a course in special needs assistant, so I just started up, and then I never left.
Yeah. Have you been constantly in contact with the group since then? I imagine that there will be volunteers that comes and goes. And
no, we'd be the most permanent, yeah.
What pushed you to stay? Okay, I can understand for 6 months, you get it into your CV, it looks really nice, but then you say, okay, I have my CV covered.
Just because the club can't run without volunteers, and we know that now, like, the parents, they'd have nowhere to go, and they don't want their parents in the hall, they want volunteers. So if we didn't come, they'd have no club. So basically, you know.
They don't want their parents in the room because they're embarrassed, and they like having volunteers, and there's not many volunteers that go anymore. We used to have a good number, and then a couple of people stopped going, so we'd be the most permanent ones left.
How many volunteers are we talking about now at the moment?
They come and go because we're near like DCU, the university, so they come and go. Like, we might have some for a few months, and then, you know, they're finished college and then they don't come anymore. So
what will be the profile of the volunteers that you get?
We have two older volunteers who would be in their 40s. I'm 22. Generally is doing a course to do it. And then there's a couple of people who just, like, they mightn't be working and they just decide that they want to volunteer just out of interest, or anyone who is interested in just working youth work.
One girl, her brother is in the club, so from September on we'll be on Mondays, just one night a week, so we'd have kind of more, you know, a few regular volunteers then.
And you were saying that the kids don't want the parents involved in the running of the club, but they are the ones who run the whole idea.
Yeah,
they
set it up, and they do a lot of the background running. They're getting an outside coordinator who was a volunteer in for the summer, or after the summer in September, to be a coordinator to run it alongside the parents to take a bit of weight off them.
As volunteers, if you have to ask for something that will make your life much easier here, what it will be?
More volunteers.
Yeah, like we were stuck today. You were going to cancel because we didn't have any volunteers. I was at home in bed sick. So they rang and like one of the parents got her niece and nephew to come and then they rang me. But they were going to cancel the whole event today.
And there was 20 kids that turned up. So that's a lot to cancel.
Because there weren't any volunteers.
That's it. A volunteer-run organization has its ups and downs. Because, okay, in any other volunteer organization, if the volunteers are the ones who benefit from what they are doing, if an activity doesn't happen, okay, it doesn't happen, everybody goes home, and that's the end of it. But here it's different. If an activity doesn't happen, it's not you, the volunteers, or the parents. You have to explain that to 20 or 30 kids.
Yeah. And a couple of the kids would have autism, and they wouldn't react very well to something cancelling straight away. They wouldn't understand as well.
Has ever happened?
Not yet, because some parents would have stood in. But that's when we had more volunteers then, but we're just losing them now.
Okay.
Because people are like going into their final years in college or getting jobs, so they have to leave because of that.
Can we expect that come September, October, when DCU goes into business again, that you could have a pool there of interesting people, that the same that you got involved, they will be...
Even for a few months is helpful, you know.
Yeah.
Even if they stay for 3 months or 4 months.
Something that shocked me is that is your commitment. Whatever, 9 a.m, sick, and say, okay, I'm getting up, I'm going there to deal with 30 kids, doesn't matter with a special needs or not a special needs, I'm getting up to do it.
But I know Aislinn so long now, and I know that if she said she needed me, then I'd come, you know that way. So I believed her when she said, we need your help. There's no choice, you know that?
There's no choice.
You couldn't let kids down.
But is that you have to have some other way of paying the bills and making ends meet. Volunteering is that.
Well, I'm going to work straight after here, so.
What do you work at?
Well, I work in a cinema in town, but I also study as well, so
that's
it's busy.
It's a busy schedule to volunteer.
Yeah, I'm a student as well, so.
You're a student.
It's summer holidays.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Robin.
Was a fun day today?
Yeah.
What do you do when you come here?
Play.
Play?
Yeah.
And do you learn anything as well?
Drumming.
Yeah, drumming. Were you good at it?
Yeah.
And you're going to keep drumming then?
Yeah.
You're going to learn more?
Yeah.
What do you prefer, to come here or to stay at home?
Come here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you not having more fun staying at home?
No.
Better with your friends?
Yeah.
How old are you?
17.
And yourself?
15.
Are you on holidays now or do you go to school?
I'm on holiday now.
Do you like your school?
Yeah.
And yourself?
Well, it's enough for me. Those are the last school.
You don't like school?
No.
You prefer coming here?
Yeah.
Why? Because all your friends are here?
Yeah, I have loads and loads and everything.
You have everything here?
Yeah.
What does it say your t-shirt?
16 there, no way.
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah.
Is he for real? You think that's true?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. And then we had the opportunity to hear some impromptu rap by Liam.
Whenever you're ready,
record it.
Baby, let me know. I'm a gangster rapper, you know. I'm from Ballymore, from Crow Park. I know it, I love you so much. Oh, my daughter, please. Don't worry, I broke up with me for no reason. Oh, you're there, traveller. You're afraid you're there, traveller. Let me know this one more time. It's not a first song, like, it's the better song ever. Let me hear that one more time. I like a new razor. And let me know a new razor. So, like, Eminem in my mile. Let me hear that one more time, in Jesus' say. Let me hear that rap one more time. Let me hear that Harris say. Let me hear that Ra say. Let me hear that Irish rapper say. I love you so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, my best friend, Noel McGill, Cody, he's always been here for me. Oh, Robert Dowson, and all, David Clifford, David Hennessy, Shanice Marini, or even Emma Johnson, y'all. Let me hear that one more time. Let me hear the speed diamond one more time. The embassy, why? Finish your life. Day of love.
You can learn more about Rainbow 13 in their webpage rainbow13plus.org or emailing them at info@rainbow13plus.org. Their phone number is 085-2021-686. And this was all for this week. Next week we will be back with a new program of No for the Money, featuring a new volunteer-led and run organization.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.